Welcome back to another episode of Real Home. This is your host, Tamara Taylor, and I am excited that you have joined me as today's episode is all about reset, recharge, and your guide to getting fall ready. Let's get right to it. I hope you guys have been doing amazing. I love fall. I don't know about yourselves, but fall is one of my favorite times of the year. I love that it resembles or represents the changing of the seasons. The fall colors are so warm and inviting, and it creates a space of feeling calm. I know everybody is on this pumpkin spice kick and all of that, but even taken away from that, fall just really represents that shift and the transition. And so on this episode, we're going to talk about how to get fall ready. What is your guide to making sure that you and your home is ready? And when I say you, we have to take time for ourselves. We are constantly moving. We're constantly running. We are either parents, grandparents, godparents. We are entrepreneurs. We work. Some of us may even be retired, but even in our retirement phase, there is different organizations that we may be a part of. There's so many things, and there's not a one size fit all. And so there are times that we get worn down. There are times that we feel overwhelmed. And this episode is really about resetting and recharging your space and your mindset. When I think about fall, as I stated a few moments ago, you think about that transitional time. You think about all the beauty. Oh my goodness. When you look around, you know, that cool, crisp air, you know, that sweater weather, you might need a little light jacket. You start getting your pumpkin spice out. You start decorating your home for the fall. And that's all beautiful and wonderful. But let's also take a step back for just a second to think about what are some of the things that we need? What do we need to kind of do to kind of reset and recharge ourselves? What are we doing in our self-care? You know, summer is over. We're either at the end of our summer vacations or we are transitioning to where, you know, we're preparing that September is that last month. We're getting all of the summer vacations out. A lot of times, typically, people are starting to kind of prepare for the holidays now. And so they're being more mindful financially to put monies aside. So when Thanksgiving is coming up, Christmas is coming up, we already have what we need. We're not struggling. We're not trying to figure it out. We're kind of already in that mode of having some things set aside. And our mindset now kind of has to shift. Summer kind of gives us that break that we can be a little lax because the kids are out of school now. We don't have to worry about homework. And even for those that may do summer school or year-round school, there's still times that they take breaks. So they get a few weeks of vacation at a time. You don't have to really sit back and kind of worry about, oh my goodness, I got homework every day. There's still some breakish there, even during that summertime for those that may attend an all-year school. But now we're literally in the thick of things. You know, no matter where you are, school has tapped back in. Those that may be transitioning and have college students, those that have the smaller kids and somebody that may have a baby going to pre-K or kindergarten, or those that have kids that are transitioning into middle school and high school, you know, our kids, they begin to have anxieties, their own, their nervous. Nervous, you know, they're if they're starting a new school, they're making new friends. You know, there's so many different things, and we have to also mentally prepare for that. We have to reset and take a step back. So that goes back to our self-care. What are we doing to just take a moment as we are recharging? What things are we putting in place for ourselves? So a few suggestions that I recommend just to do something to make you feel good and to just take some time for you. If you're able to just take a full day of vacation, I would say, hey, just take a day for yourself. If you're not able to take a full day, if you may be able to do a half a day, do that, whatever you can get that time in. And there are three things that you can do to really establish a guide, a routine, and then, of course, like I said, that recharge for yourself. First, you want to just take some time to separate and de-stress and kind of just realign your thoughts and kind of get that routine going, because now we have to decide if we're going to be packing lunches, buying lunches. We have to go make sure that we're in the drop-off line or pick up, get them on and off the bus, make sure they're at daycare, make sure that clothes are laid out for the night before. So we're having to establish those routines. And that's something that we talked about on a previous episode. And if you did not catch it, please make sure you go back and listen to that episode. But one of the things that you can do is taking some time, again, just realigning, taking some separation from everything, from work, cut your phone off, separate from everything, and just take a moment to even realign your thoughts. Get your spirit, your mental, everything just in a calm space and just taking that moment. Just, you know, your moment could be an hour, 2 hours, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you need to do nothing. Separate yourself from everything else that may be going on in the backdrop, but just take a few moments to separate and worry about yourself. Do some deep breathing exercises and really just woosah, as you know, we used to hear way back when, you know, relax, relate, release. If you ever watched A Different World, that's my generation. Just taking a few moments. Another thing that you could do to really just have some time for yourself is read. You can read your Bible, get it into your word. You can also take some time and read a book, do some personal development. Listen, my mentor and best friend, she is always on me about personal development. And for me, I may not have as much time as I like to give to the personal development by reading, but I do have Audible. So when I am busy, I can take some time, whether I'm cleaning, whether I'm in the car, whether I'm just trying to take a few moments and just kind of reset and taking this advice as well. I can listen to that. I might not be able to sit and read it, but I can put my headphones on and just take a moment to listen to a few chapters, set aside 15, 20, 30 minutes to be able to listen to that. That really helps get into your spirit and help give you what you need, that extra jolt and that extra push. Some other things that you may want to do to really de-stress, you can also just take some time. If you like going to get a facial, schedule it. It's always going to be life happening. It's always going to be things to do. And we always can say what is coming up. You know, we can always say, oh my goodness, I can't because I have this going on, that going on. Life is always going to be going on. So we have to still and take those moments when we can to prioritize ourselves. And this is male, female, does not matter. Parent, not a parent. These are ways that you can prepare and your guide to getting fall ready as you're transitioning from the summer mindset and that summer space to now we're getting into fall. Take that time. Go get your hair done. Listen, if you haven't gotten your hair done in a while, take some time. Get your hair done. Maybe you want a new hair color. Experiment. Try. Step out of the box. Step out of your comfort zone. Do something different that you maybe not have experienced before, you know, trying something new. I don't care if it's going to a new restaurant, going to eat by yourself. One of the things that's on my bucket list that I'm actually in the process of planning is a travel trip. I want to take a trip. I don't care if it's an overnight trip or a day trip, but I want to take a trip and I want to get on the train and I just want to ride, go somewhere, explore a new city. I can, like I said, stay overnight, come back, but that's something that is on my bucket list, and that's something that I want to do. Having that time to travel by myself would allow me to reconnect, step away from everything else that's going on in the day-to-day busyness that sometimes consumes us, And now you're having that opportunity to really sit and establish and focus. And now, not only establish, but you can sit and think through, okay, I let this go. Oh, I need to really focus on this. Fall is also a great time. I know typically people wait till the end of the year, but this is a great time to also realign your goals. Have you established your goals? And it doesn't matter whether you are an entrepreneur, a business owner, whatever it is, we all should have goals. We should all have things that we are trying to achieve. And as we're going into this quarter and we're almost at the fourth quarter and things are going to be shifting, and soon we're going to be preparing for 2026. Can you believe that? Oh my goodness. We're going to be preparing for a new year. Have you reached your goals? This is a great time to step back for a second and reassess. And if you haven't reached your goals, what goals are still outstanding? What haven't you done? Why? Is it because of time? Have you lost focus? And have a hard, honest conversation with yourself so that you can reestablish and making sure that you are back. So let's also talk about a few other things. I have some suggestions that are actionable tips that you can start today to be able to reset and recharge and to build a fall routine that is going to be suitable not just for you, but for your everyday get up and go and for your entire household. Establishing a routine helps. Now, your routine can change at any given point. You may have a routine that I want to get up at 6. I want to get to the gym by 7. I want to come back and be showered by 8:30, get on the computer by 9. If that's your routine, wonderful. Going out to the gym, that could be a part of your self-care, what makes you feel good. Right in early in the morning, I like going to work out. I get my endorphins going. That's my, time for myself to reflect. That's when I can listen to an audible book. I have that time. I can dedicate 45 minutes to an hour. I might switch it up to do weights, do some treadmill and cardio, whatever it is. Or you may be a person that says, you know what? I like going to the gym in the evening. When I get off work because my job is stressful, I want to be able to take that time. I want to go to the gym in the evening time. I want to go right after work. I'm home typically by 6:30 or 7. I've already meal prepped, so dinner is pretty much done, or I can just pop it in the oven. Dinner on the table within 30 to 45 minutes. I can get everybody bathe. I can take me a shower, and then I can start winding down. You have to fit what works for you and your household. Another tip that you could do to really kind of reset and recharge is start a gratitude journal. When you think about fall, most people start thinking about, Halloween or harvest. I don't celebrate Halloween, but you do have that harvest. You're preparing for Thanksgiving, where more people are thankful. This is that time to really start putting into your mindset, what are you grateful for? What is your motivation? What are some things that you're just excited for? And it could be the small things. It doesn't have to be anything huge, but start just jotting down. A long time ago, I had a little bucket. And I would have stickies, and I would put down and just jot down things that I was grateful for. And I would take the sticky, put it on the sticky, put it inside the little jar. It was almost like a money bank type of jar, had a little slit in it. And then I would just at certain times take those out and read it. It just reminds you because we all experience different things in our life. Everybody goes through different things, and what I may go through is different from somebody else. Having support, having someone that you can turn to and have a listening ear is wonderful, but also being grateful for those things, whether good, bad, or indifferent, you want to be able to look back and reflect over those things. Even in addition to your gratitude journal, when you've reached a goal, how are you going to celebrate that goal? As I stated, sit back and kind of think about, have you obtained your goals? What goals are you missing out? What goals do you still have left to achieve? Have your goals shifted from the beginning of the year till now? This is that perfect halfway point to really sit back and really readjust and realign yourself to where you're trying to go. And that way you can finish off strong. as you're completing your goals, write them down. Be thankful about them. What things that you noticed that you did that helped you achieve those goals? You can keep a journal of that. You can go back and then you have something tangible that you can go and look at. So when you're writing your goals for the following year, the following month, or the next 90 days, however you write your goals out, you have something that you can look at that's sustainable to say this worked or this didn't work. This is what I need to do. When you're trying to reset and recharge, another important thing is to have a routine. You want to establish a consistent routine. Again, things may shift and change, but you want to have a time that you're getting up and what is going to be your morning routine to what may be your night routine. That also helps for those that may not sleep well through the night, that their mind is racing. I know as entrepreneurs or even, you know, again, when things go on in our life, sometimes it's challenging. You know, we always say, yes, pray. And, you know, we want to release those things, but sometimes it is a little challenging. And so we have to find ways to be able to release it, having those conversations with our Heavenly Father. We can write in our journal so that that helps to release it. But whatever it is, you want to have a consistent routine. So in your routine, you may say, I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock. During 6 o'clock, I'm going to have a devotion time. And that'll last from 6 to 6:30. At 6:30, I plan to do aerobics or go to the gym for 30 to 45 minutes. Then I'm going to come back. I know the kids have to get up. I want to make sure they're up. I have their breakfast ready. Then I'm going to jump in the shower. And then I need to make sure I'm out of the house by this time. Or if you are a stay-at-home mom or you work from home, that I need to be to my computer or laptop by this time. Same thing in the evening. You want to have a routine. Okay, I know that dinner is going to be at this time. I need to make sure that if you do have any children that you're responsible for, that they're showered in the bed by this time. If you don't have any children, I have, you know, you may have a pet. I need to have the dog walk by this time. I need to make sure that after the dog is walked, maybe you want to go to the gym because you're not a morning person. Not everybody is. Somebody may be a night owl, and that's your time that I want to go ahead and take the time to go to the gym. And you may go in there, say from 7 to 8, 8 to 9, come back, shower, and have some time that you can watch TV for a little bit, or that could be your devotion and prayer time. There is no one size fit all, but you want to establish a consistent schedule that's going to help you stay on task and be productive. Also, when you're getting up in the morning, you know, not everybody is a coffee drinker, you know, so you may have something like your vitamins that you want to take. You may have lemon water that you want to drink. You may have a latte or something like that. But whatever it is that kind of helps kickstart your day, that is what works for you. Some people say, you know what, I don't need anything to kickstart my day. I'm good. When I get up and I have the energy that I need, I'm ready to rock and roll. Wonderful. But you want to be able to do that. Even as you're throughout your day, one of the things that I was taught is you even want to move your body throughout the day. You know, a traditional 9-to-5 jobs, they may give you breaks throughout the day. And during that time, you may go into the break room. You may grab a snack. Some people may walk around. Even if you're a stay-at-home person and you're working from home, that's fine too. But you want to take some time to be mindful and step back for a second. Having breaks are good. And that's one of the things as an entrepreneur, I sometimes I'm not as consistent as I want to be, you know, because in this entrepreneur world, you know, we don't take a lunch break necessarily from 12 to 1. You know, my lunch break can maybe 1 to 2, or I may be working through lunch. It just depends. But even if I am working through lunch, I still have to find that time that I can step back for a second and kind of separate from everything that I have going on. That brings some mental clarity. It helps boost your alertness. Having just a moment that you can maybe step outside, just get some cool air, you know, whatever works for you. Excuse me. Again, moving your body taking a 5-minute brisk walk, whatever it is that helps you to stay grounded, that is something that you want to do. Even going back to your goals for a second, you want to have SMART goals, and I'm going to have my mentor on to really get and dig in on how to set really good goals and what are SMART goals. And your goals can be a variety of things. They're not always just business goals. You may have a goal to pick up a new hobby. You may have a goal to learn a new recipe. You may have a goal that I want to get my garage organized because now I need to start transitioning and pulling out all of my fall decor and start putting summer up. You have to figure out what are achievable goals for you. You want to either write them down. You can use a planner. There are apps that you can use, but you want to have those goals front and center. So it's something that you're able to constantly look at and remind yourself. So it's good to actually see them visually so that you can go back and say, yes, I need to do this, or yes, I need to do that. Because even as you're writing your goals, you need to map out how do you plan to achieve it. So again, we're going to dig deeper into that at another episode. Another thing that you can do is fall represents that coziness, you know, so that's that time where we can properly plan for our cozy nights. You might want to have the fireplace going. This is also a great time if you are a homeowner to go ahead and get your home checked for seasonal issues because you're going into a new season. So this is a great time that you can have an inspector come out. You want to get your roof checked out. Make sure that your roof is good. If you have a fireplace, great time to go ahead and call that fireplace person to have them come out and inspect it. Look at your chimney. I don't care if it's gas or if it's wood burning. These are some of the seasonal things that we want to do to prepare for our cozy nights because we're going to be spending more time in. The weather is shifting, so we need to prepare that. Another great thing that you want to do to prepare yourself is to get your HVAC checked. These are things that sometimes we forget to do. And these are the times that as we're transitioning from one season to another, we want to have these things done. Get the electrical done. Have a plumber come out. Make sure that the plumbing looks good. If you have oil, you want to go ahead and make sure that there's enough oil in the drum. Do you need to have it serviced? This is the time where you want to have those service calls done because the last thing that you want to do is be freezing on a cold night and you don't have enough oil and your heat has gone out. Or you didn't check and you think everything is good with your HVAC and you didn't have it serviced and now there's a problem that you didn't anticipate. So this is one of those things that will help you with the reset and recharge because you're properly planning and positioning yourself to have those things. This is the time to wash your blankets. Most of those blankets have been packed away. We've had them in the closet or they've been packed away in our garage or we've had them in one of those big plastic bins. Pull out our favorite blankets, go ahead and toss them in the wash, get them smelling good. We want to go ahead and start preparing our comfort foods. So we're going to talk about recipes on another episode. We're going to definitely dig into some great crock pot recipes and things that you can do that will save time, especially when you're getting ready for those games during the week or practices when your kids are involved with the sports and the cheerleading and the gymnastics and all the different things. But we want to prepare ourselves. We also want to take this time if you are someone that has a family, that you have a spouse, if you have children, you want to have some family time. You know, a lot of times during the summers, you know, everybody is traveling and you may have some family time together because you're taking some family vacations. But also during the summer, you know, the kids are doing a lot of different things. They're out with their friends. They're doing sleepovers. You know, it's a little bit different during the summer months. You may be hosting a sleepover. Your kids may be going somewhere. But this is that time that you also want to build that rapport as a family, especially with them being back in school, if you do have young ones, to take some time asking them, how was your day? Having meals back at the table, having that family time all over again. I know that sometimes we get away from having that family time because life is kind of on the move. And so we tend to eat out more. We'll grab something while we're out. And you're missing having that one-to-one interaction. So we want to take some time to just wind down and have some good conversations. Hey, how was your day at school? You know, hey, how are you doing in math? I know that's not one of your best subjects, but how are things going? You want to start now at the beginning of time of school to know, okay, that things are going well or no, kind of still struggling. Okay, well, what do we need to do? Do we need to get a tutor? What things do we need to focus? That, again, is going to help you reset and recharge because you're alleviating some of the stress at the end because you're not waiting till you're deep in and your little one is failing or struggling, but you're being proactive so that you can address those things from the beginning. You also, for the small ones, I know we like to give them their tablets. A lot of them have iPads and tablets, or they may like to play the game. That's wonderful. But we want to limit some of that screen time. That goes back to having those one-to-one interactions and just say, hey, how are you doing? Because the same way you as the parent or as the adult may need some time to reset and recharge, we want to make sure that our little ones, because when they're de-stressed, when they're having a routine, when their things are in position and in place, and we know that we have a routine established for them, it helps us as well. So when we know that their clothes are already done, we're discussing homework, their homework is already completed, and you're just reviewing it, you can automatically see areas. Okay, I see there may be a little bit of a hardship here. What do I need to do to be proactive to put some things in place? Having some reading time, listening to calming music. You know, we're always out and about, or we're always doing something, you know, whether we work in, whether we're just out enjoying ourselves, going to these different games and matches with our little ones, whatever it is, but we still have to come back. We still want to take that time to unwind. So another way to really reset and recharge is to listen to some calming music. You may want to listen to some gospel, some instrumental music, something that's really just going to, you know, help reset and kind of calm you, put you in a more aesthetic place. Journaling is another great way, because whatever you may be feeling, or if you're frustrated or you're just unsure, taking those to the books and being able to really explain yourself and elaborate on how you may be feeling. Sometimes you may not be able to say it, or you can't necessarily put it into words to audibly speak how you may be feeling. Or you could just be at a place that I'm just so frustrated and angry that I need to step back, because if I say something, it's not going to come out right. And that's okay too. You can speak and address it when you feel like you're able to handle it, where you're not flying off or crashing out, as young people say, and you can have that conversation. Or again, you can take it to the journal and be able to write out some of those things and express how you're feeling. Too many times we just kind of deal with it. And we say, you know, we'll just address it later. You know, I just can't think about that right now. I got too many things going on. And right now, you know, we just kind of bury it, and it never really comes back to get addressed until something later on. And then, you know, we can tend to explode. And again, we're looking to reset and recharge. So we're trying to limit those type of things, you know, as we're going into the fall, as our rituals will begin to change. When I say rituals, our daily task of what we do is going to change for these particular months, because now we're preparing for the colder months. We're shifting. Our closets are changing. And we're taking the time to go from our summer wardrobe to putting that away to now we're pulling out our jackets, our hoodies, getting our fall wardrobe, our booties, all of those things, to make sure that we have what we need and everything is obtainable as we're moving forward. Because the worst thing you want to do is be rushing somewhere and you're trying to find that, oh my goodness, where the jacket? So everything is packed up. So you want to take the time to properly plan these things out. So again, just in your day-to-day, taking some time to mentally wind down, whatever that may look like for you, and stepping away from the digital activities. We have our phones in our hands all the time. And I can't speak for anybody else. I can only speak for myself. I work from my phone, yes. There are times that a lot of times I don't necessarily get on Facebook as I used to necessarily scroll. I may get out there to post, or, you know, have my schedule of postings. I don't get out there as much as I used to when I was just kind of out there scrolling. There are times that I look at reels and things of that nature. But even in that, there are times that you have to step away. You know, I have been working on me personally because I had a really bad habit for a long time of going to bed with the phone and waking up with the phone. So I would just be scrolling. I would be on Instagram, or I would be looking at reels and doing all of this stuff right before going to bed. And then in the morning, the first thing I'm doing is reaching for my phone. Who's texting me? What message did I miss? Do I need to go out here and do something? I have to step back, because at the end of the day, my routine has to shift and change. And so for me, because I am a believer, I have to separate. Okay, Tamara, put the phone down. So before I go to bed, where's my time? What am I making sure that I'm prayerful in my gratitude, not just going to the Father, just asking, but Lord, thank you for this day. You know, being mindful when I wake up in the morning, being mindful of reaching for the word and not just reaching for my phone, and just being transparent, because we can have these habits that we've accumulated over time. And for me, as I'm even speaking on the reset and recharge and preparing for fall, these are things that I'm taking for myself that I have to do. So there are things that I have to shift and change. And I don't want to just be reaching for my phone when I first wake up. I want to be able to, before my feet hit the ground, making sure that I'm in a place of gratitude. I'm humble. I'm having that communion with my Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you. I'm reading. I'm taking some time. I can tell you, I haven't been as in depth as I know I need to be when it comes to studying, but I'm making time and I'm being cognizant of that time. So I know my schedule and my time shifts. So I need to get up earlier to make sure that I'm gauging for that. And then when my feet hit the floor, I can pull my phone. Okay, I need to address this. Or what is my schedule for today? And a lot of times I'm looking at my schedule the day before. So I'll know, okay, I have a meeting at this time. I need to make sure, you know how they have that meme, what is mom math? Well, what is math period when you're trying to figure out when you have a schedule to get to? So when you're trying to wake up at a certain time, making sure you're showered by this time, having breakfast, or you're going to grab breakfast or grab you a smoothie. What things have you already prepared? I need to be out by this time. I need to be at my destination here. I got a meeting at this time. So helping, looking at that schedule will help me prepare for my day. And so when I wake up, I make sure there's nothing that has changed in my schedule. There's nothing I need to really be addressed or something that I may have missed. Or sometimes in this entrepreneurial world, we don't finish everything. And it's like, oh, I got to get up early because I need to take care of this, that before my next appointment. But you have to determine what that looks like for you. So for me, my recharge may be a little bit different because I know what my morning routine and my night routine, I know what I want that to look like. And because of that, I know what changes that I need to make when it comes to that digital, when it comes to YouTube, when it comes to Instagram, when it comes to Facebook Reels. And I mean, I know that we all do it. There are some people that say, I'm not really big into social media. And that's wonderful. That's great. So I have really positioned myself where I'm not focusing on that too much, because also it is a distraction. And for me, I've learned when I get to a certain point or feeling overwhelmed, I've learned different things that I've kind of caught myself to say, okay, this is something that I use because I'm feeling overwhelmed, and this is kind of how I'm separating myself, and this is what I may need to do. And I will tell you, it's one of those things that is not always easy. It's having those truth moments, but it's something that you can recognize within yourself so that you can become better and become more cognizant of things that you want to change. And if there is nothing that you want to change, wonderful. But in my world, I am trying to grow. And I am being charged with certain things. And so I want to make sure that I'm not just telling you guys, I'm living exactly these things that I'm telling you on how to reset and recharge to make sure that you are living a healthy lifestyle and that you are properly preparing yourself, because then you will be prepared. The same way as I started off saying, you want to take some time to just reset even for yourself. Just take a few moments, because we have done a lot over these last 6 months, and we need to step back. We can realign, reassess, check our goals, check ourselves. Hey, Tamara, you falling off. Oh, girl, you doing good. You on the right track. Those are the hard conversations that we have to be real with ourselves and then determine, where are we trying to go? Where do you want to end off at this year? You know, if your goal is to save because you want to buy a house, my goal is to save because I want to go to Hawaii. Whatever that looks like for you, make it visible. Make it plain, and then put in actionable steps to make sure that you can reach those goals, okay? The next thing we're going to talk about to make sure that you have reset is to reset your home. You know, I understand that we have decor, that we are switching out the summer to the fall. But even in addition to that, we want to make sure that our home has a spirit of peace in our homes. Our home is our sanctuary. So we want to make sure that it is a reflection of that. When you come in, do you feel peace? Does the colors in your home bring in that calmness for you? Taking away everything else, because we can switch out and buy all this decor and buy all of the seasonal pumpkins and the pumpkin plates and, you know, go to all of these different stores to bring in the aesthetics. But we also want to make sure that when we walk in, that we do have that spirit of peace and that calmness there. We do want to make sure that our home is reflective, not just of our style and our decor, but of our daily life. Do we have our calendar? Do we make sure that we have our meal prep and we have the proper snacks? We have whatever is needed within our home to make it run effectively and efficiently. Some people say, you know what, I may not be able to go to the store. Okay, that's fine. You have services like Instacart. You have services. There's another one out there, GoPuff, and all these different services. I believe DoorDash does groceries now. You do what works for you. There is no judgment. Okay. But before we even dig into just the decor piece of things, we want to make sure that your home is ready with having those inspections done, taking an assessment of your home, because sometimes we have clutter, we have things that we no longer need, things that don't serve us, and they're just there, and we don't know what to do with them. And that is where Dress My Place comes in. And if you don't know where Dress My Place is, please go to dressmyplace.info. That is where you can find decluttering, you can find organizing and assistance with preparing your home aesthetically to make your home feel like a home. But you have to take some time to really assess what it is, because sometimes you can come into your home and it's like every time I walk in the kitchen, I get frustrated, you know, and it's not because the kitchen isn't beautiful. It's because you just have stacks of mail. You have piles of stuff. Your kitchen could be your catch-all for everything, you know, and you just don't know how to get it together. You don't know what to throw away, what you need to keep, where to start. And sometimes that can cause you to take on additional stress because it's like, ugh, when I go in this kitchen, I can't find anything. I'm stressed out. I'm trying to get dinner. I got 20 minutes to do such and such and such and such. There's help. Okay. There is help. That's where Dress My Place comes in. You can definitely give them a call. Dressmyplace.info is the website. You can reach out. I would be more than happy to do a consultation with you. And let's talk about what things that we need to do to make sure that your home is prepared for the seasonal shift. Again, decor and the aesthetics is only one piece to creating a home. But when you're creating a home, does your home reflect love? Does your home reflect peace? Does your home reflect the light that you want to shine through? Does your home reflect calmness? Or is it always in an uproar where it's like always confrontation going on and there's no peace? That reflects in your home. So that's another thing that as you reset and recharge, we want to reset that. We want to step back and say, no, we're not going to stick. We're not going to stay here. We're not resting here. And that's why you have services that can come in to show you how to declutter, what things that you could do to bring in that peace, to take away that stress, and to help reclaim your time. Because a lot of times is when a place is that catch-all, is a place that we're either avoiding, it's causing stress, or when we go in that space, we can't find anything. So it just takes so much longer and it creates another level of stress. So to alleviate all of that, you can reach out and make sure that you have your space collective as what you need it to be. One of the things that I've learned for myself personally is it is freeing. There was a time when my mom passed away, and I think I may have shared this before, and there were so many things that I wanted to keep because I wanted to keep her memories. And I know I'm not alone in that when we have sentimental things from our loved ones that have passed on and that we want to keep them because it reminds us of them, or they would want us to hold on to it. Now, if it's things of treasure and of value, definitely you want to keep those things. But some things we just keep and we hold on to, and sometimes it's time for us to let go. And so we have to decide what that is. And sometimes you can't make a decision. And that's why you have a professional come in, because it's hard for you to decide. Because emotionally you're attached. You don't want to let it go. But then it's something that could be holding you back. It's cluttering, or you're just not sure what to do with it. And that's where you have someone like myself that come in and we make those selections together. We go through those things and we really help to determine what is that keep? What are we going to bless somebody else with? Because just because you may not use it and it may not serve a purpose for you or your family doesn't mean it doesn't serve a purpose for someone else that could be in need of exactly what you have. And so again, dressmyplace.info. And you also want to take some time to refresh your space. Listen, I know they always say do a spring cleaning, but I also like to do a fall cleaning. You know why? Because this is the time where we are building up for the holidays. We know that either we're going to be traveling, we're going to be entertaining, or we just may be at home ourselves and say, I don't want to entertain. But this is the time that you want to create that living space that is comfortable for you. So you want to take some time, room by room. Do not overwhelm yourself. So the same way that you are refreshing and recharging yourself, do the same to refresh your space. You could say, I want to refresh my living room. I want to take my curtains down. I want to wash them. Or I want to put up new curtains. I want something that's more of a bold statement. I want something more of a neutral tone. That is wonderful. If you have carpet, this is a great time to pull out the carpet steamer. Go ahead, because you've been playing, you've had the summer, you've been in and out, you've been on vacation, you've probably been dragging in all types of germs and here from there. This is a time that you can deep clean. Do the same thing with your sofa. Clean your carpets, clean your rugs, steam and deep clean your floors. Look and assess what is it that you no longer have use for. Refresh that space. You want to have your warm tone accents. I'm putting up all of my summer accents. I'm getting rid of the bold yellows and the blues. And now I'm going to bring in some of my creams, my burnt orange. I want to have some of my browns. I want to have those colors coming in. You could do that so simply through decor, through changing out your pillows, changing out your rugs, putting in your cute little decor items. Doesn't have to be anything expensive. You refresh your space and you do it on your budget and at your time. You can do the living room. You could then move on to the kitchen. I've had some people that say they want to do the same for their bathroom. I've had clients that have decorated their bathrooms for the holidays. It is not a one size fits all. You do what is comfortable and what you like to do. Another way to refresh your space is by tantalizing the senses. When you walk in your home, does your home smell musty? Does it smell like food and garbage and trash and like your refrigerator has food in there that's been sitting? Does it just have that funky stale smell? Does it smell like it's just older or something dead or just like I need to thoroughly clean because it's just dusty and it's closed up? I haven't really opened up the windows to let the freshness come in. This is that time to do it. Wipe your window sills. Open up your windows. You don't need to necessarily have the air on at all times. Sometimes, even if you have the air on, open up your windows for 10, 15 minutes. At least let some of that fresh air come in. You can utilize, if you want, there are, of course, sprays, there are plug-ins that you can plug into the walls. There are different scents. They have the scents that you can get through Glade, Bath & Body Works, Febreze, whatever you choose to do. And some people say, I'm allergic. I can't do any of that. That's fine too. You can even make your own different, they have different ones that you can make right on your stove. So we're going to dig into that when we talk about really refreshing and tantalizing the senses and things that you can do to make your home smell fresh and inviting when people walk in. There are natural oils that you can get. I'm going to give you that one tidbit. There are natural oils that you can get. There are oils that are in like tea tree, rosemary. They have a lemon oil, those type of things that you can put. You can put a little bit inside of your, say, mopping your floors. Put a little inside your water. If you are vacuuming, you could put a little on the carpets, just a little bit, vacuum it in. There's so many different things that we could do to have that smell. And again, we'll kind of dig into that soon, but that's something that you want to refresh. Our senses says a lot when you walk in and it's like that fresh smell and your senses are tantalized. It could have that warm nuttiness of nutmeg, that warm nuttiness of cinnamon or apple or that pumpkin smell. It just does something. It gives you that fall sense and it's like, yes. And it tantalizes and makes you feel good and gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling. So those are things that can really help refresh your space. Because when you walk in, you have to be mindful. Your home is your sanctuary. So when you're walking into your space, if you're smelling something, what do you think other people are smelling? And sometimes even as we're walking in our homes, we're so used to the smell of our homes or what they may call nose blindness because we smell it or we walk into it all the time. And then you have somebody else come in and be like, what's that smell? Why I stink? And you're like, what? So Really taking the time, even in our trash cans, as you're cleaning those out, don't just take the trash bags out. This is a time that we want to take a little bit of bleach, some hot water, really scrub that trash can out, get any stains out. You can put a couple of drops of fresh oil right down in the bottom before you put your trash back in. It keeps it smelling good. What it also does is help keep some of the buggies away. If you live in an area that's has a lot of trees, you could have bugs, your normal outside bugs. That's one way to kind of help keep some of those at bay. And then the other thing you want to do is plan some outdoor adventures. With fall, you don't have to worry about the sun beaming down, depending on what state you're in. I know in some states like Arizona, they really don't have a fall. It's still a little bit warmer. But this is a time where you could really go out and schedule some outdoor adventures. Go on a hike. There's so many different groups on Meetup that you can join. You don't have to go by yourself. You can meet up with different people. Invite a friend out. Invite a friend to coffee, somebody that you haven't seen or talked to in a while, or somebody that may just drop in your spirit. Sometimes we say, oh my goodness, I haven't talked to so-and-so, and they kind of cross your mind. Take a few moments and invite them out. Give them a call. Shoot them a text. Hey, I know we haven't talked in a while. You want to meet up for coffee? You want to go for a walk? Go to the pumpkin patch. You can go apple picking. You can go to the trails. You can just go and pick up the pine cones. That was one of the things I used to love, is picking up the little pine cones. And for me, that was twofold. I love looking at the pine cones, but then I would get some little spray paint from either the dollar store. Or sometimes I would go to Lowe's and get them from the hardware store, and I would put some of the little gold accents and just kind of paint the tips of them. I painted some of them like the orange, just to give them a little dimension. And those are things that you can use as decor in your home. You could put those pine cones right in a beautiful bucket or little vase. Or some type, whatever it is that you want. You can have a beautiful, pretty glass bowl that you want to put them in, and you can decorate. You could do some of that water decoration where you're putting the spray paint in the water and dipping it down. You could put the gold foliage on there. And it's also a good activity with your kids, having them help you doing some little painting, have them painting their own little pine cones. Those are things that are cost effective, because the pine cones, you can just go out on the trail and pick those up. You can go to the dollar store, to the hardware store, just get some paint and have fun. These are different things that you can do that will reset, recharge, allow for that family time to come in and create new adventures, create new memories, create new goals, and have some time for yourself as you're creating these new rituals, these new experiences. This is the time that you are really resetting and recharging and preparing yourself as you're getting into fall, and then soon Thanksgiving, and soon we'll be right at Christmas and harping on the brand new year of 2026. So take some time to reassess, reset, and recharge. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode of Real Home. Again, if you just need some help, you're not sure which way to go, you're not sure what to do, and you just want somebody to talk to or get some advice from, feel free to reach out. Dressmyplace.info. You are free to call at 804-519-7676. Please join our Facebook community at Real Home Show. You can send an email to realhomeshow@gmail.com. This is a safe space, okay? I don't care if you're just saying, hey, I'm just not sure. I have this going on. I just need some kind of direction. I will do a free consultation with you. If you need more than, just something free on the short term, but you need some real help, I am available in person. I'm also available virtual. Whatever you need, I want you to know you do not have to go at it alone, and you are not in this alone. You have help and you have resources. Utilize what you have at your fingertips, okay? So until next time, until we meet again, this is Tamara D. Taylor of Real Home. And I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode, and I will be back with you on next week.